Welcome to Let's Talk Real Estate. I'm your host, Anna Olsisi, serial entrepreneur, passionate marketer, and owner at Segue Group. On the podcast, you will find valuable information about all things real estate, plus some fun stories told by a variety of guests. So if you like what you hear, then subscribe and invite any friends who you think may get some value from listening. Welcome everybody. Today, I am so excited because, as you know, we have had one international guest. Well, today we have someone else from the spectacular, my absolute favorite, Italy. And so we have Andrea Mattetti from Cittanova Marche, which I probably have completely butchered, but that's okay because he's going to make sure that he says it correctly for all of you. This is the most exciting thing because if anyone has heard the podcast before and has heard where I want to end up one day, Italy is it. So I have so many questions for Andrea. I want to know all about where he is, the region, about him. He is with Engel & Völkers also, so he is a fellow agent in the same brokerage, and I hope to meet him one day. I just look forward to this so very much. So thank you for joining us. And so anyway, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for inviting me. It's my pleasure, my honor. How are you?
Thank you. Everything's well here. I will say, I wish I were there. I've got to tell you, so I'm not going to lie. So
I guess we're both hoping for a better future, to get back to normality any sooner, hopefully.
Yes. So Andrea, tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are in Italy, because everybody always thinks like Rome when they think of Italy. And
It's not that far.
Yes.
No, basically, my name is Andrea. I'm 32 years old. I come from Italy, and I come from a region which is called Le Marche, and exactly from, I work in Civitanova Marche, but I live in Porto San Giorgio, which in English would be like St. George Port. Okay, it's a beautiful seaside town of 16,000 people. And I've been working for Engel & Völkers for 8 months, great experience. At the moment, I'm a property consultant. I'm getting the qualification to be a real estate agent. So I've done the course, but I haven't done the examination yet.
Okay. And you were saying
that
your background is in hospitality, and so it's a very similar service.
Yeah, basically I left Italy when I was 23. Okay. I looked for a better future. And everyone thinks that if in Italy everything is great, it's like a paradise. But you know, when you grow up in Italy, you see a lot of things that are a bit, you know, better in other countries like England, US. So that's why I moved to the UK. My English was horrible. Hopefully now it's a bit better. And I graduated. Yeah, okay, thank you. That's the first. and nothing. I started to work in the hospitality sector. I graduated. I've done hospitality and tourism management. And then in 2016, I moved to Tenerife, Spain, in the Canary Islands. And I started to work for a timeshare company, an English company. It was a great experience mentally, economically. I met a lot of great people, you know, working in a resort, basically offering holidays to people. It was like a dream. But then due to the COVID situation, I lost my job. But I think probably I was meant to get back to Italy. So I got back to Italy, found a job for Engel & Völkers. And what I like about this job, that you got a lot of interaction with people from Germany, Holland, not so many American people, but that's my hope for maybe for a better future. I'm enjoying it a lot. Thanks for asking.
Oh, of course. Well, yes, hopefully this will help you interact with more American people, if that's your goal. So it's so funny because, you know, what you said about growing up in Italy and not finding it as much of the paradise that we think it is. And that's exactly the same how a lot of Americans feel, right? So like we grew up here, so we want to explore other areas.
Of course, normal.
Yeah, you know, it's always like, you know, the grass is greener as they you know, everything's better when you're not.
Yeah.
But that doesn't, you know, that doesn't mean it's necessarily true. But I do know that it's spectacular, you know, over there in Italy in terms of everything. The climate, the geography, the people are so kind. At least they're kind to us.
For sure.
So everybody's probably sick of hearing about my love affair with Italy. But what I want to do actually is learn a little bit about where you are, because I don't know that area. And I understand that it is better than Tuscany. Is that correct?
No, yeah, let's not say that, because then people from Tuscany would get upset.
Yeah. So tell me, so, you know, it's Italy looks like a boot. I'm talking to the Americans right now, so we all know Italy looks like a boot. So where in the boot would this area be?
It's right in the center on the east coast.
Okay.
So basically, you know, it's 250 kilometers from Rome. My Rome is on the west coast.
Okay.
Okay. And my region is on the east coast. And for example, from Ancona, which is the main city in the region, you can get a ferry. You can go straight to Croatia, for example. Okay. Just to give you an idea of where it is.
Nice.
Croatia is another beautiful country. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Croatia is spectacular. We actually have a very good friend who lives there, and we have been meaning to visit him, so maybe we'll visit him and you at the same time.
Perfect.
Actually, there's a TV show called Below Deck, and they're in Croatia in that area right now, and it's so beautiful. It's just stunning.
Yeah.
So you are in that same vicinity.
Yes. Yes. Probably Croatia. That's a paradise for real.
Oh yeah. Yes, completely. It's amazing. But we won't tell too many people about it, although we're telling a lot of people about it right now. But we want it to stay small and not too touristy, although I think it's getting there.
Probably this is the same reason why Le Marche is not as famous as Tuscany, you know, because people wanted to keep it more, I wouldn't say secret, but more less commercial compared to other regions, you know. But I believe that...
Right.
I believe that we should do a bit more about our region. You know, we should promote it a bit more. We need to welcome people want to invest in this region. And I'm very open-minded person. You know, so I don't like close-minded people.
That's good. That's how you succeed in life, is being open-minded.
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
I'm going to go through a little thing. So let's say I'm an American who wants to look for property in your area and is looking to buy something. So what would my options be? What types of properties would
well,
we
basically,
need to buy there?
In our portfolio, I mean, as I said before, we get along a lot with German people, people from Switzerland, Dutch people. And what they ask to us is like a beautiful country house. Okay, 4 or 5 bedrooms.
Uh-huh.
You know the typical Italian casale, which is a typical farmer country house.
Right.
All right, with a beautiful pool, maybe on a beautiful green rolling hill, with a spectacular view over the mountains or over the sea. Because the beauty of the region is that in 30 kilometers, you go from spectacular beaches, green rolling hills, and white mountains. So you can go to the beach, be in a country house, or go skiing, hiking. That's in 60 kilometers. You got a bit of everything, you know?
That sounds perfect.
Wow. And the good thing is that properties are not, I wouldn't say cheaper, but not as expensive as maybe the Amalfi Coast or Tuscany or Portofino in the north, or, you know. So there's a great opportunity for people who want to enjoy the, let's say, the Italian dream, okay, by a quiet, a smooth pace of life, you know?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So.
Did I paint the picture?
You're saying that something like that, what you described, which is just amazing. So what you just described would be how much in comparison to something like, I assume something like that in Tuscany would be quite a bit. So if you can say in euros, or I don't know if you know US dollar conversion and all that, but euros, I mean, it's pretty similar.
Yeah, it's pretty similar. Yeah.
It translates to a little bit more. But so how much would something like that cost?
I'll give you an example. We just got a beautiful country house and for 500,000. Okay. Well, if you get the same country house in Tuscany, it would be 1 million or 900,000.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. No doubt. Okay. Of course, I mean, every situation is different, but I can say that you get better value for money in Le Marche, because it's not as popular. There are not so many people, as in other regions, you know?
Right, right. But you still have fantastic food.
Yeah, fantastic. Imagine that in Italy there are, I don't know if you know the meaning of Borgo. Borgo is an Italian village, the typical Italian village with castles, mm-hmm. Okay, with all the bricks, okay? And there is a list of 100 of the most beautiful villages all over Italy. And imagine that 28 of those 100 are in Le Marche.
Oh, wow.
So it's like one third, you know?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that sounds so beautiful. That's fantastic. So you can live there in one of these magical villages.
Yes. Yeah.
And have all this land and a beautiful villa overlooking the sea and looking up at the mountains for about 500,000 euros, right?
Euros, yeah. Hypothetically, yeah, because then any situation is different. I mean, we got even property of 4 million, but that's a different scenario.
Of course, but it's possible.
It is possible, yes. Yes, it is possible.
And so by comparison, what would a flat, like near the water, do you have things like that where you've got a two-bedroom, two-bath flat?
Like a sea. Well, in that case, price are quite expensive, I can say that. I mean, because seafront apartments are, I wouldn't say expensive, but you get better value for money if you go a bit inland. Because Italian people all people from here, they want to live next close to the beach, you know. So that's why, you know, there is high demand and the price goes up. Where if you go inland, and most of the cases, foreign people, I mean, non-Italian people, they don't want to live close to the beach. They want to be outside of the chaos, outside of the, imagine like retired people or people been working hard all life. They don't want to get to Le Marche and have a seafront apartment. They would like to have a country house. There are a lot of clients, they ask us if we go country house with vineyards. Okay. So with a bit of land, that's the proper dream, you know. You cultivate your veggies, you do what you couldn't do in the past, you know, because maybe you used to live in a city, so it was like running.
Yes, you can have that relaxed lifestyle that you were never able to have when you lived in a big bustling city in a small apartment, probably.
Yeah.
You know, so now you can spread out and relax, which is fantastic.
Where do you live, Anna?
Well, I would do the opposite because I don't live in a small apartment. So we do, you know, Florida is so different in that, because everybody has the impression that Florida is right on the water, like everything, but it's not. So we are in the middle of the state. So we are not near water. So we do have, you can get more land. You're not right next to the ocean. You do have pools and this and that. So for someone coming from here, we may want to be right by the ocean and have those opportunities to live in the more bustling part of town and all of that, near the restaurants and near the shops and near this and that. I mean, not everybody, of course. And we have plenty of friends who would want to buy there, and they want that countryside, the vineyard, all of that. So it's great to see that they could have that opportunity as well. But purely selfishly, 100%, that's why I asked you about the seaside apartment. I'm just curious what that would be.
That's me as well. I'm a beach person, so.
Yeah, right. So are we. Yeah. Originally from Miami, so yeah, I guess that's why. So tell me, you know, you were saying that a lot of people from the UK and from Holland and all that do buy there. Well, how about Americans? You say they not as much, but what's it like? What do we have to go through as Americans in order to purchase property in Italy?
I'm not sure about the bureaucracy. Okay, obviously that's a big thing in Italy. Okay, that's one of the reasons why I left many years ago, all the papers that you have to do. But thanks to, anyway, Anglian Focus, you know, an intermediary, you can arrange everything for you. But I saw Americans living here. I saw like a few Americans, but they're not as many as Dutch, German, Holland.
Right.
But I can say something. My boss was saying to me a few days ago that there is like a new legislation made in 2017 to encourage people to invest in Italy. So basically, if you have a big business and you make a lot of money, if you change your residency to Italian, okay, you will only pay tax max 100,000 a year on the income that you made somewhere else. So imagine that you're an American and you have a big business and you pay 300,000 a year tax. If you move your residency to Italy, okay, of course you need to do a few bit of papers and a bit of bureaucracy.
Right.
But then you will only pay 100,000 tax on the income that you made in America. That's a way to encourage people because we need this.
Yes, that sounds fantastic.
That sounds fantastic. So,
with everything you say, I'm like packing more and more, just ready to head out. Is it relatively, I mean, I know that there's a lot of paperwork and everything involved, but then it sounds like it's not too terribly difficult to actually get the citizenship and be able to purchase there?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but I don't know exactly the procedure. Okay. And then if you, then we're doing, we're preparing another project with one of my colleagues. His name is Fabio Rinaldi. So the idea is to invite people from other agencies all over the world, maybe to spend like 4 days a week here with us, if it's like a holiday, okay, to have fun together. The idea behind it is to probably to show you around the region. So we're going to do a few excursions together and to show you our portfolio, our villas, okay?
Nice.
Of course, the accommodation will be on us, okay? There will be a welcoming dinner and a living dinner. And then, of course, you will be free to eat whatever you want. But that's a week. We call it, I think we're going to call it the Exploration Week, okay? So we're gonna select maybe a few agencies from Russia, from Belgium, from Holland, from America, those top countries, four countries. And the idea is if, of course, the real estate agent is willing to come to spend like a week together, and I think it will be amazing, you know, to interact, to compare different cultures. And then, of course, the idea is when you get back to US or to Russia, you talk nicely about our region.
Of course.
And then there is business for both of us, you know, if you bring an investor to Italy. That's our idea. What do you think? Could work?
Oh, I think that I would like to be one of those agencies invited.
You can be our first guest, then.
I will be there. Yes, like absolutely, like right there. Oh my gosh, that sounds fantastic. So I think that would definitely work. I think it would. I mean, I don't know if it will work. I can't imagine why it wouldn't work with the other countries that you mentioned, because they do have so much money, particularly Russia, to invest in properties, you know, throughout the world. I mean, they invest a lot here.
But then if people are interested, we can do the same in their countries.
Of course.
So we can go there. Okay, so it's like mutual, you know. And I think that's one of the reasons why I decided to work for Anglian Focus, you know, because you got a lot of interactions between different. It's a multinational company, you know, so... I mean, look what's happening now. I'm having a podcast with you from Florida, and
that's right.
It's great, you know.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I do love being part of Anglian Focus, and I was part of another international brokerage, but it was so big that you didn't get that interaction, you know, the more personal interaction with other agents throughout the world. And I think that this is a little bit, it's different. I feel like it's more, I'm not going to say necessarily a family, because obviously it's still a little bit bigger than that, but it just gives you the opportunity to speak more one-on-one with your colleagues, with your fellow agents throughout the world. And
so are you enjoying working for Anglian Focus?
Yes, very much. Okay. I have been here less than you have, because you've been at Anglian Focus for 8 months, and I transferred over in February of this year. I mean, I've been in real estate much longer than that, but only at Engel & Völkers since February. It's been a very pleasant, wonderful experience, and I'm happy I made that move. It was the right move for me personally, okay. And it seems like it's been the right move for you as well.
Yeah,
so that's great. So tell me, is this your first, you've been in the hospitality industry and everything like that, but this is your first as a potential agent. Have you seen any challenges in doing that and becoming that, or is it a business that's doing really well, you know, in your region?
I'll be honest with you, we can't complain because right now we got only one branch in Civitanova Marche, but soon we're going to open another one in September. And both will be run by my boss, Oscar Di Domenico. So it means that we are doing okay, you know, otherwise Engel & Völkers wouldn't let you open two branches in the same region, you know. I believe that we are on the right path.
That's fantastic.
But challenges that I'm facing, probably, I mean, in the last few years, I worked for another multinational company, so I was used to deal with, again, open-minded people, you know, because I was basically selling holidays to people, you know, and, you know, probably, you know, better than me, the timeshare sector, you know. So here now, I mean, at the end of the day, our job is to find houses and then find buyers, and then you put the buyers and the seller together, and that's happy days, you know. But here, the Italian people are a bit conservative about selling their property. It's like when you sell a property, it's like a shame, you know. It's like if you fail in life, all right. And I know that in America it's completely the opposite, you know, because you sell your property and you go, maybe you have another 10,000 projects, you know. So
yes, it's completely different.
We are very attached to our home, you know. So I struggle with that a bit. I'm still struggling with that a bit, but you need to get used to it. You need to get in people's mind, you know. At the end of the day, I believe right now is the best time to sell and to purchase a property because interests are very low, you know. I think it's 0.7, 0.9 right now. And there is a lot of demand. But we don't have enough inventory, which means, I mean, we don't have enough houses, you know. So the same in the U.S.?
Oh, yes, very much. The U.S. is lacking, the last time I heard, 4 million homes.
Okay.
We are down that many for what the demand is. And then in where we are in particular, in Gainesville, it's very much like that. It's very difficult to find a home, especially in certain prices, you know, certain types of homes. So, it's the same thing. Yeah. But we're not ashamed to sell them.
No, of course. No. I mean, that's the old school generation here in Italy. They need to step up a bit.
Right.
I was saying that this is the best time to sell your property because since there is not enough offer, as soon as you put your property in the market, it's gone. We're selling property. If the property is in the right price, in the right location, after 2 weeks, it's gone because there is a lot of demand.
Yeah.
Probably go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, do you have new construction there? Because I can't imagine there's too much new construction.
It's a lot, right now, a lot. Especially because now there is a lot of benefit from the government to restore old buildings, you know?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so that's, you put together the interest law that are very low, those benefits from the government. So people are stimulated to purchase, to look for a property, to make a move.
Yeah.
So let's sell those houses.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's what's driving it here too, is the low interest rates. So for the interest rates, so tell me how, if you can, tell me how it works there, because I thought it was mostly you had to pay cash, but can Americans get loans? I don't, forgive my ignorance because I really don't know how that works.
Forgive mine as well because I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about this. I can say that the last four sales that we got in the agency, they were Dutch, Swedish, German, and couple from Switzerland, they all paid cash.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they probably have more cash than they were looking for. It was they were looking for second homes, I suppose.
Yes.
Exactly. Sure. So
I imagine there is a family from Czech Republic. Basically, they're in love with Lamarck region. Okay, so they went to Prague because they're from Prague. So they went to Englenfolkers Prague because in their branch there was one of our property shown in, you know, outside of the agency, you know.
Yeah.
Basically, this family, the Czech family, they fell in love with this property. The Czech, the Prague Englenfolkers, they send the clients to us. They came here driving, so it was a long journey. We did a visit. It was a tower in the middle of a village. They go along with it, they loved it, and they bought it the same day.
That's fantastic.
There was a historical tower in the middle of a village.
Wow.
Italian person will never buy that.
What? Tell me why. Why would an Italian person never buy it?
Well, because we, you know, when you grow up with these things, you don't appreciate it, you know.
Well, okay.
It's like a, for them, it's like a dream, you know, living in a medieval scenario, yes. You know.
Definitely. I can see that.
You know, in life, you always look for things that you can't have. You know?
Exactly.
That's life.
Yeah. You know, and a lot of people come, for example, a lot of people come here and they're always asking for farms because they can't have them wherever they're coming from, which is just funny. You know, you don't appreciate that. You don't appreciate the cows everywhere and the trees and this and that in some parts of this area. Or people looking, you know, for beach properties all over the coast of Florida. So yeah, so that's very interesting that that an Italian person wouldn't necessarily buy something like that, but somebody from Prague, which, you know, in Prague, everything's old there too.
True.
By old, I mean,
yes,
you know,
medieval,
let's say.
Prague is beautiful as well.
Oh, it is. It's absolutely beautiful. But what I do love about, well, I don't know if it's, you know, it's not necessarily just Englenfolkers, but it's all over Europe where it's across countries. You know, you see properties in these shop windows that are from Italy, even if you are in Prague or Budapest or Amsterdam or whatever, which is kind of how it is here between states.
Okay.
You know, you just see stuff, you know, from other states or even other parts of the same state because the states are so big. And by comparison to the countries, you know, in Europe for the most part. So it's just very interesting to see how it overlaps like that and how, you know, because of the euro, of course, it's a little bit easier to just go across currencies. Now, Prague doesn't have, they're not on the euro, right? They have their own currency. Or are they on the euro?
I think they are on euros, yeah. But I'm not sure about it. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't want to say something wrong, but...
No. I don't want to say something wrong either. I don't know. Maybe I was thinking maybe Budapest or some other country that I have recently, by recently, I mean before 2020, visited. But that's what I was thinking. But anyway, I guess it's easy regardless to go ahead and buy things in your area, to buy property in your area, whether you're coming from a country that it's in.
Yeah, because, I mean, by getting along with people with foreign clients, it's basically doing what I was doing before. I used to work in the hospitality in the tourism sector, which is basically welcoming tourists. It's talking basically the same job, but you just adapted to the real estate, you know,
right?
To selling. Because again, I mean, if you decide to purchase a property in Lamarck, first you need to fall in love with the region.
Right.
So first you need to be a tourist. Once you love it, then it's the next move is, okay, let's buy a property.
Right. Yes, that's true. Or rent.
Yes.
Can you rent easily there?
Yes, of course.
Tell me how the rentals work, because I'm curious to see how things, two things. Number one, Airbnbs. I don't know if you have that there. And then number two, the rentals. If, say, you move there and you want to rent for a year, can you rent for a year?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, for example, a month ago, we had a Dutch family, a young family with two little children. They're both working, smart working, you know, because, you know, last year changed our lives, you know.
Of course.
They have the ability, the possibility to work smart working, and they decided to spend at least a year in Italy. So they got in touch with us, and we made a video call, and I showed the villa, because they're renting right now a villa for 6 months. For 1500 euros a month.
That's it?
Which is nothing for me. That's it. I mean,
that's nothing.
The only thing missing in that
villa. That's like a little villa, apartment here.
The only thing missing in that villa is a beautiful pool. But again, it's in a beautiful country area, you know, far away from, not far from the beach, because you got a beautiful sea view. It's like 10 minutes far from the beach. But the good thing here in La Marque is like that you got the seaside. And then as you drive inland, mm-hmm. after 5 minutes, you are on top of a beautiful hill. So you got those spectacular views, like sea views overlooking the sea, you know. So he got one of this villa, and for him it was like a dream, you know.
Yeah.
And he saw the villa only on cam on during the video call, and he said, "I like it, I love it." He paid the deposit, he paid everything, and then the day of the check-in,
that's fantastic.
He was super happy with his family, and he's enjoying his life right now.
That is so, yes, of course they're enjoying life right now. And it's only for 6 months. See, I was under the impression that you had to, and I don't know where I read this, obviously it was wrong, but I was reading somewhere that you had to rent for like 3 years. It was a 36-month lease. And I don't know, maybe that's for like big cities and apartments in big cities, but obviously it's not right. And so it's wonderful to know that it can be as short as 6 months or shorter? Do you have even shorter leases?
I mean, you can do 3 months as well.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's entirely up to your needs. I mean, it doesn't have to be. We don't do like, we even do weekly rents as well, but for like big villas.
Right.
Okay. But depending on the agreement that you make with the seller, with the owner of the property, you know.
Right.
Some owners, they want to have like a weekly return. Some owners, they don't want to. They want to have the same tenant for a longer time, you know? So it depends on people's,
right.
on sellers' behavior and sellers' needs, you know?
Okay. Well, that's good to know. See, it doesn't work like that here.
No.
And so here you can rent it for a short period of time. So a lot of people, like the Airbnbs, are fine because you do rent for a few days or a week or even a month or something like that. But for tax purposes here, it has to be 6 months and a day. That's how it works, at least where we are.
Minimum.
And so minimum to avoid tax problems, to avoid what's called a bed tax.
Okay.
And so most rentals here are for a minimum of 6 months and a day. So you don't get that, you know, the short-term advantage. I'm not saying that they don't exist, because they do exist here, but it, for the most part, especially for people who are coming here for work or whatever, they tend to rent for 6 months, you know, 6 months or a year. And the year is the most common one here where we are. But the fact that you can get a villa for $1,500 a month and be 10 minutes from the beach and be in the mountains and have a view, it just sounds magical.
Sounds good, isn't it?
It's perfect. It sounds really good. It sounds really, really good. So yes, yeah. So I and easy. I mean, I know these people you said were from Holland. So
yeah.
I don't know what the process would be like if it's even similar for Americans. I would think it's much easier, of course, to rent versus purchase because you don't have to go through all of these other bureaucratic, I guess, is what you were saying.
Yeah.
Process. So is that right? Do you get Americans renting?
It hasn't happened yet. Okay, but not yet,
okay.
Not yet.
I think you're about to. I think you're going to. So I guess another question is how easy is it to get there?
From basically the main international, the closest international airport is Rome, which is 250 kilometers.
Okay.
Otherwise, you go the regional airport. It's mm-hmm. it's Ancona, which is the main city in the region.
Okay.
And it's well connected to Rome, Milan. So you can get an international flight to Milan, and then you can get an internal flight to Ancona. You are in the middle of the region.
Perfect. Any trains?
Yeah, trains, yeah.
Yeah, they're all over Europe. That's why I'm asking that question, because they're so pretty.
I mean, I used to live in the UK, you know. So in the UK,
uh-huh.
probably, I don't know if it's the same in America, but people get crazy if they're waiting for a bus more than 10 seconds than they were supposed to be, you know? Well, in Italy, it's a bit different, you know? You might wait a few minutes.
Okay. Completely different.
So,
yes.
So, you know, lifestyle in south of Italy is a bit different to the north. in Spain, Italy. Then of course, it depends where you are. In Italy, for example, in the north, Milan is like London, for example.
Yes.
Then
yes,
if you go to Sicily, it's completely this like a different country. I don't know if you ever noticed that. But...
I haven't been to Sicily. I know. I mean, I know about Sicily, but I've never been there. I'm mostly stuck in Rome and Florence, Milan, all of that.
Which one is your favorite?
Florence.
All right, that's mine. My favorite as well.
Yeah, it's. I mean, how can you not?
It's a good combination of everything. You know?
It's everything. It's small enough to be able to see it, you know, in a relatively short amount of time, but the history and just it's just so fascinating, and the museums and everything.
Probably
it's
that's what's missing in my region, like a big city that attracts a lot of tourists, and that's why probably it's not as popular as Tuscany or other region, because there is not such a important city, because Florence is unique.
Well, right, but that's exactly right. Florence is unique. I mean, it's like saying Rome. Well, okay, there isn't another Rome in the world because it's Rome. But you can still have the proximity to these cities,
of course,
and be able to live a much more laid back lifestyle in a much more reasonable budget, and still enjoy everything wonderful that Italy has to offer. So it sounds very, very nice, very appealing. And I do think that you're going to get some more Americans going over there. Especially
you'll be the first.
It just seems like it's very easy. I'll be the first, sure. I don't care. Absolutely.
Hopefully.
I'm there. No problem. Yes. Yeah. Well, it kind of sounds like where we are, where it's more reasonable. I mean, it's not like cheap, but it's definitely more reasonable, and you are close to other places. Like where we are in the center of the state, we're only 2 hours away from Orlando and 2 hours away from the north, like the St. Augustine and Jacksonville areas, which, if you're not familiar, those are all St. Augustine and Jacksonville are on the coast, northern part of the state. And then we've got Orlando, which is south, and the whole world knows Disney World and Orlando and all that. So we're only 2 hours away.
The company that I used to work for before in the Canary Islands, they had two resorts in Orlando. Now the name of the resorts were Rigolos and Encantada, two like Disney resorts, so like family resorts, you know.
Oh, okay.
So even though I haven't been to Florida, I would love to, but we had to know a bit about Florida, you know, because when you're offering holiday packages to English people to go to Florida, then you need to know a bit. Where would you recommend me to go to Florida? What's the best part?
Best part of Florida? Florida is so different. That's the thing, you know. Florida, it's like two different states. So you have south of Orlando, which is pretty big, lots of beaches, much more developed, I guess, lots of big cities. And then of course, Miami is like, it's like a whole other country completely, because everybody's Hispanic and speaking Spanish and everything. And I can say that with authority because that's where I'm from. And then north of Orlando, until you get to about the Jacksonville area and all that, it's very much country. Like, you've got a rolling hills not like Italian hills, but Florida hills. And so they're a little bit of different geography. And then in Gainesville in particular, we're unique in the state in that we are multicultural, but like super multicultural.
Okay.
From all over the world, not just Latin American countries and all that, but we've got people from everywhere because of the university. So we have the biggest university in the state. We have one of the biggest universities in the country. And so one of the biggest public universities in the country. It's rather big and different because of that. And we don't have palm trees everywhere. So we do, but have some. But we also have like other beautiful big trees and this and that. So it just doesn't, a lot of people come here and they say it doesn't look like Florida, because a lot of people think that Florida is just all going to look like Miami or Miami. and it doesn't. It's nothing like that. So I think that it depends what activity you want to do, and what kind of lifestyle you want to experience, which will determine where in Florida you want to go. I like, in terms of beaches, for example, I like St. Augustine because okay. it's the oldest city in America.
Is it?
You've got the Castillo de San Marcos, which is the old fort. And so and that was here when the explorers were.
I can hear the proper Spanish pronunciation.
Yes. Well done. There you go. Yeah, I mean, I speak Spanish. So, okay. Yeah. So, yeah, you have a lot of history in St. Augustine. I'd say it's a very relaxed beach town. But it looks a little bit like Europe. So it does have just all of the European influence there because that's who established it, you know, the Spaniards. It's very cool. Yes. So I didn't answer your question because I basically told you that all of Florida is okay. Nice. And it really just depends.
Yeah, but depends. It's a big place, you know, so it's normal, you know. But.
Yes. Yeah, it's a really big place. So yeah, you know, and so I think you need to come here.
Of course.
And we need to go there and to where you are and experience life in both places and be able to tell everybody about it and get people to buy in both places.
Of course.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, if we can keep in touch with that project if you want.
We are definitely going to keep in touch. That is not a problem. So, yeah. Well, is there anything that I haven't touched on that you wanted to speak about on the podcast?
No, I mean, how is your? Did you get through the COVID situation in Florida? How is it in there?
Oh yeah, Florida. I mean, Florida. Our governor really didn't want to shut things down too much.
Okay.
And so our county in particular was very, very safe. We wore masks and there are a lot of places that do wear masks. We're a medical community because we have a huge, huge hospital system here, medical system. And then we also have the university. So it has a lot of science and research and this and that. So we were very careful with everything.
Okay.
And so I'd say, I mean, I don't know if most of the people here are vaccinated, but a lot of the people here are vaccinated. So we don't really have many restrictions anymore. And it's
great. It's That's nice great. Yes. Nice. After a year of crazy life.
Yes. Yes. And yes, it was awful. Luckily our town in particular, we're very big on supporting one another. So like the restaurants and all that, most of them were able to do pretty well still, you know, like not the same, but we only had a few close permanently, but not most of them, which was really nice. And then being in Florida, of course, we've got the weather, which was cooperative and it was nice.
Yeah.
And especially when it all started, it was beautiful. And it actually has stayed now. Like this year has been pretty nice as well. So it's not even that hot yet, which is really weird because it's always super hot right now this time of the year, but it's not this year. Yeah. So we're okay. We're okay. Our economy has actually done pretty well. So how about where you are in particular? I know that obviously the Canary Islands and the tourism industry just was destroyed.
But, yes.
But how about?
And that's why I got back to Italy, because in the Canary Islands, it's all related to tourism. So if tourism stops, then there is not much left, you know? So that's why I left. And
Right. Well, but Italy was hit so hard with COVID.
Yeah, and here now, basically, I hope by the end of June to get back to normal life, you know. Hopefully by the end of the summer, everyone will be vaccinated. But anyway, it's been a tough year for everyone. You know?
Oh.
It changed the way we live. It changed the way we work. It changed the way we interact with clients. It changed everything. So it will be, I think it will be unforgettable.
Yeah. Well, I think if anything, I mean, actually, it's almost been helpful for you because being in an area that has so many opportunities to enjoy life versus working in a city and in an office, and you can work anywhere. I mean, I would think that, if anything, would be helpful for a region like yours. But I, you know, Italy, yes, our hearts went out to Italy with all the problems and, you know, all how affected it was. And the fact that we couldn't go visit was even worse. So now that it's open, well, it wasn't worse. I mean, obviously it's worse that the people were sick and it, I mean, that's horrible.
No. I got what you say. Yeah.
But now that everybody, you know, luckily seems to be better, to not be able to go was a little bit heartbreaking. But now I guess we can go back, which is really, really nice. And so I can't wait, cannot wait to go. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Time passed so fast.
What was that?
I say it went so fast, you know, it was a nice chat.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was wonderful. I'm so glad that you were able to join us. And I'm so glad that that things are picking up there. I'm excited that you're opening a second Engel & Völkers in your region. You know, that whole program that you were talking about with bringing agents from across the world or from throughout the world to be able to experience life there is in La Marca. La Marca?
Le Marca, sí.
Le Marca, okay. Yeah. I don't know. We'll write it down in the podcast description. We will say what it is so that, you know, like my butchered pronunciation doesn't, you know, affect people's ability to look it up. And we'll have information about you and your website and everything. And we'll be sure to put it out there so everybody can read about it and then go visit it one day and possibly, you know, buy a villa there in the beautiful countryside. So yes, yes. All right. Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure, Andrea. And we look forward to chatting again and meeting in person.
It was nice to talk to you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you very much. It was fun. So thank you.
Good. Yes. Thank you. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking this little trip to Italy. And now you know, you can go and buy yourself a villa. So get out there and do it and go visit Andrea in that beautiful seaside town of Le Marche, which again, I'm sure I butchered. All right, everybody, until the next one, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you hear and want to learn more about real estate and hear the occasional funny story, then hit that subscribe button right now. And if you know of someone who'd benefit from listening, then tell them to subscribe too, or else they may feel a little left out. For questions, topic suggestions, or nice comments, send an email to anna@segwayre.com. We can also connect on Facebook at SegwayRE. Thanks for listening as we bring you a new way of doing real estate. Bye!